Welcome to Second Take. We are back and better than ever.
Four.
Episode one?
Yep.
Is it season four?
Season four.
Okay. Great. We technically episode two. Because we didn't film one. Well, but we did one at school, just reviewing the last 4 years of high school. So homecoming week.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah,
the skit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Skit.
Yeah.
Just total overall.
I think people, just didn't understand.
Which is fine. I mean, tastes like piss. Is that fine?
Yeah, sure.
We can say that here. All right. Do we want to get in our top five? Our emergency top five that we...
We'll review the emergency.
We're going to review the emergency top five.
Number five.
What was number five? Oh, the rooftop.
The rooftop excursion.
Excursion, which...
Occurred Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh. I was not there, personally. Were you there?
I was up there.
Okay. How was it?
That was exhilarating.
How did you get up on the roof?
We won't go into detail.
Okay. That's perfectly fine.
It was fun.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, okay. Next.
Number four, Zach and Ellis and Jesse.
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend.
What are we doing? We cannot be taking pictures, posting them, and acting like we went to homecoming when we really didn't.
Yeah, bro. Dropped a homecoming post. Oh, my Coleman Hawkins airball.
Sorry, we're watching the K-State game in the background. K-State, Arizona. We'll get
into K-State
hoops. Yeah, we'll get into that in a little while. Yeah, so what are we doing? Like, honestly.
You're not allowed to post.
Yeah.
A homecoming post.
It's almost as bad as when Charlie went, ladies, all... Calm down.
That was crazy.
Stop glazing me. I know I have Riz or whatever on his girlfriend's post. Like, honestly, not him, Charlie.
Number three.
The ring conspiracy. Alika, we already know you know about the ring conspiracy. I really want to know who snitched.
Yeah, who?
It's not a bad thing to know about it, but I just want to know who.
Because now it's just doesn't matter anymore.
It's just the ring story.
Now it's just the ring thing that people know about, I guess. This is gonna be a good pod, I think.
Yeah.
This is our first one back in months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Refresh.
This one's going up tomorrow. I don't care.
Or tonight.
Tonight. Yeah. I'm perfectly fine with it going up tonight. Do you want to go into number two?
Number two, PDA IG post. We're not gonna touch on.
You know who you are, personally. If you did it.
You dropped the Instagram comment.
You dropped the Instagram comment, so.
And then.
Deleted it. For some reason. I don't really care. If you're kissing your boyfriend in your Instagram post, but but why? Sorry, I have a bad cough. hell, Kyler. Oh, okay. Okay, so
RFK over here.
Number one.
Can we drop it?
We can drop it. It was dropped on the pod.
It was dropped on TikTok with 50,000 likes.
Carson, bye-bye.
L-Mans
broke up with Kate while at the Super
Yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, bro. We're having a nice Super Bowl party. You just
well,
came in there.
Well, not nice.
Yeah, as a Chiefs fan, but the atmosphere...
Yeah.
Or the camaraderie was there, and then you just come in there and just ruin it.
It'll be okay.
Oh, my air ball.
But
We're struggling here, guys. Okay. National championship. I know it's been, what, how many weeks?
Oh, too many.
Too many weeks since the season. But it's okay. It doesn't really matter. We're going to talk about it anyways. Who played? Just kidding. I know who played. It was Georgia and Notre Dame. Mr. Mott.
Salute.
Salute to you.
Mr. Harper.
Mr. Harper. I don't think you're an idiot, unlike Gavin. but that's okay.
I kind of knew going in that it was going to take everything Notre Dame had. You can't even say that. Like, it was there, and Notre Dame comes back.
Yep.
Makes it a game.
Georgia was just the better team. Or was it Georgia?
No.
Who was it? Who'd they play? Texas?
I'm just going to let you Ohio keep guessing. State. Yes, I'm just going to let you keep guessing.
Yeah. Ohio State versus Notre Dame. Sorry, guys.
Will Howard.
Will Howard. Oh, yes, because Will Howard.
Will Howard got his natty.
Hey, I'm glad Ohio State won just for Will Howard. Will Howard deserved it.
Yeah.
Even though he said a couple things that were like
kind
of shots, but like, how can you not?
But then he did say he loved his time at Kansas State at the College Football Playoff Conference.
Yeah.
So, you know, he went to a program that has literally four or five stars. You got two on either side of him and a five-star
behind.
He
had a lot of help, but I think he honestly...
Well, he was insanely good. He
played really good.
But I'm like, obviously your performance is going to be... Your stats are going to be boosted when you
have... Yeah, but I think it does just show that he's not a bad quarterback.
No one ever said he was.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it can make quite a few quarterbacks look elite when you have that kind of room.
Yeah. I mean, Notre Dame just... folded. I mean, the first drive, it looked like they were just going to march down the field every single play or every single drive. But if you really look at it, they weren't going to be able to.
I knew it was David versus Goliath.
Yeah, because their quarterback was the only one driving down the field. The receivers weren't driving down the field. Their running backs weren't driving down the field. It was just their quarterback and his runs. Mm-hmm. Like, without his – he ran how many times in the first drive?
Was it 12?
Not in the first drive. It was a lot.
I said 12.
I thought it was like 9.
That's pretty close. What's his name? Riley Leonard.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't sustain that in a whole football game. And I think Notre Dame did prove to people this year that they are not bums. But it was bound to happen that they lose to Ohio State.
9 times in first drive.
9 times, yeah. That's what it was. He ran the ball 9 times in the first drive of the football game.
Absurd.
That's absurd. What else do you have to say?
Good game. Entertaining. Like, I think that's probably, other than the Georgia-Notre Dame, that was the most entertaining game, the College Football Playoff. Mm-hmm. Glad we kind of got away from the blowout games.
Yeah.
But a lot of those blowout games were closer than the scores showed.
That's fair.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Arizona State was robbed, and we'll leave it at that. I love Cam Scataboo.
Yeah, Scataboo. We'll see what he can do in the NFL.
Yep.
See if he can. I mean, he's always been an underdog. He'll be an underdog in the NFL as well.
I think he'll go fourth round.
No. He'll be a later.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be in day one.
No.
Might not be day two.
I don't know. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, we'll go on to a little bit of college hoops.
Okay. I don't know too much about this right now.
Yeah, I'm...
All I know is Mr. Beckler.
Yeah, we'll go into that right now. Why not?
Let's just go into it.
Yeah, I said, why not?
K-State KU.
Mr. Beckler talking smack. I was like, I'll put $10 on the game. He said, nah, higher stakes, $20.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So I was like, okay, deal, I have confidence. Yep. Coming off a 4-game win streak, Shook his hand on that bet.
KU has not been playing their best ball.
And it's in Bramlage, so I said $20. Destroyed.
Absolutely. Was it today he gave you the $20? Was
that yesterday. Today? Not a happy man.
No, not at all. He was talking to somebody important. And we were tempted to go in front of that important person and say, "Hey, Mr. Beckler, where's my $20? That would have been funny. But, like, also, I'm trying to graduate.
We've got some courtesy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not happy. He just pulled the $20 out of his pocket, front little jean pocket, and threw it at me.
A picture of it, handing it to him.
He just threw it at me.
Threw it, so it's kind of hard to do that. When
tried to guilt trip me, say it was his son's $20 that he stole out of his son's wallet. That's crazy work.
That is crazy work.
Sports betting with your kids' money.
Yeah, we're calling you out for that one. You need to give your kid $20 now. I mean,
that's crazy.
We might just repost this clip every day until you do.
That's a goaltend, by the way.
Definitely.
Touch the glass.
That's odd. Okay. I don't know.
All right,
we're getting a call.
Zach.
All right.
Zach, we're live on the pod here. We need your response to the allegations of leaving homecoming after the pictures.
I wasn't doing it.
That's it?
Yeah, the thing was is that I was, like, good enough to, like, get out of my room. But, like, I was not feeling like a dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, yelling and stuff. And I'm not even fully better. I don't know what's wrong with my throat, but I'm going to the doctor at 8 in the morning. So, bless up on the podcast. Please.
Get better.
I will.
Yeah. We said we don't really think that you have the permission to post a homecoming post if you didn't even go. I just want to know your thoughts.
The fit was tough. I mean,
that's a good
although
response.
Although I was there, you know, like, I wasn't at the dance, you know, I still showed up, you know, I did my part. So, yeah. I think he grants a post.
Okay. That's
and
a good response.
What was Jesse's excuse for leaving before the meal was even served?
I don't know. You gotta ask Jess. I don't know.
What were Jesse and his girlfriend doing?
I don't know.
I wasn't with them. All right, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, later.
Wait, we don't even know why he called. He called you. That's okay.
I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
I will know after this.
College
Hoops, yeah. Beckler was.
Was it off?
I accidentally flipped it.
Okay. We're good.
Oh, that's cash.
Let's go. Money.
Boom.
All right. Beckler, yeah. Beckler, get your son his cash back. He deserves it.
All right. K-State's on a 5-game win streak. We're playing Arizona right now, playing them tough. This is definitely a scrappy game.
Yeah.
Oh, good emphasis dunk there, Max Jones, I believe.
27 right now.
Cut the lead. The lead was up to 8, or I believe.
27-29.
K-State is losing.
This is a 13th-ranked Arizona team.
Yeah.
Very good team.
I think we have to just keep winning.
There's
nothing more we can do than keep winning. I think we can make the tournament, though. I have faith.
And one!
Let's
come on, CJ Jones. Bram's packed today. It's lavender night.
We need to make it up to a game.
Oh, yeah, there's a few that I was thinking about going to.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
We need to make it up to a game.
I bet.
Okay. Sorry, we're just making plans on the podcast, but that's perfectly fine.
All right, Tennessee's come back. They were down 11 or 13, I think, earlier. They're back. It's 54 even. We'll move on from that.
Any other basketball stuff?
It's hard to go into it. Just, I mean, there's so many games played already. I think my quick thing I can say is SEC is the most dominant conference. It's the toughest conference to play in. Like, you've got top five teams, top ten teams everywhere, and they're losing to each other.
Yeah.
And you have unranked teams beating ranked teams. You have top 25 teams beating top five teams. It's just the most dominant conference right now.
Yeah.
Big 12 and Big 10, I think Big 12 solos every day.
Yeah.
Big 10, I think, is a very overrated conference.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, yeah, Super Bowl.
How about before we go into Super Bowl, let's hit just high school basketball real quick.
Okay.
The guys and girls teams.
The guys, we'll start with the guys.
Homecoming game, Douglas.
Oh, man.
Started off a little slow. I mean, it's okay. I think.
I mean, that's fine for not running practice all week, so I can't really, like, be mad.
Yeah, I think it's.
Good reps for the guys.
Yeah. I think one thing is, like, when you play sports, it's really important to, like, make sure you don't go into games being like, we're going to kill this team. Like, think about, like, you got to think about it, like, do your job and get your job done, and then the other boys can get in to play.
Yeah.
And I think there were some people who were like, we're going to kill this team, which is fair to say. Douglas is not a very good team. They're worse than Belle Plaine, who we blew out.
We were told that the spread was we were minus 40 and a half. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Which is really good. I mean, I'm not trying to dog
on them at all. It was good.
Okay, Douglas barely beat Independent, and Independent's like 0-9, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're awful.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not a good team. I don't know where their wins come from.
All right, we'll see
real Independent, quick. Obviously.
All right, they're 5-10.
Okay.
They're playing Eureka right now. It's just a 3-12 team. Their wins are against Argonia, Gossel, Bluestem, Gossel again. They're clip farming them, and Peabody Burns.
So they lost to Independent.
You just showed me an Independent clip.
Huh? Weird. Maybe it was a different year.
But they're not there.
No. Maybe they haven't played Independent yet. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think...
The Trinity team, I think, is approaching 500 on the season, if they're not already there.
Let's look.
It's definitely some... So we played tough games. We played in a tough tournament with 5A schools. You can't really be mad about taking losses to schools with 700 people in them.
Yeah. Yeah, 7-8.
Oh, never mind. That game was... No, it wasn't, bro. It was 60-25.
Oh yeah. Wait, it was
no way.
Oh wow.
That's crazy.
59-25.
And then we beat Belle Plaine by basically similar numbers. That was a kind of a boring game.
Yeah, but it
barely lost to Hillsborough. That game annoyed me. I can go into that one. The reffing was very bad.
I don't remember that game very well.
That was the Monday night. And the student section was bad.
Yeah.
You have to remember.
Yeah, no, I remember now. That reminded me.
No, it was the Chanute game that was very frustrating.
And then the Hillsborough one was just the next day.
No, that was the Monday game. No, the Chanute game was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And then Hillsborough, and then we played Belle Plaine, and then we played Douglas. Okay. So, yeah, Hillsborough, student section, we got to lock in for real.
Okay, we've taken a loss to Emporia.
Yeah, but Emporia's what, 4A, 5A?
Lost to Garden. That Garden playing game, bro, that was frustrating.
That one was frustrating.
Oh, lost to Boys, we have hope for Friday. Come on, boys.
Let's go. I think we can get Cheney. I think we can get him.
We got it.
We've like genuinely, way. Like whenever I was playing football on game day, even if it was Andale, like obviously we're not beating Andale.
You go in.
But I go into the game thinking I'm beating Andale. And I play it a good game every time.
You have to go in.
You have to go in thinking you're going to win.
You have to go in there. And
I mean, realistically, if everything goes your way. Sorry, we're fixing this course.
I mean, y'all get the breaks that you need. We're going to give you guys the best student session we
can
give you.
Just make your shots. We're going to try to get as many people as there as we can.
And this is a huge game.
Yeah, I don't care what the score is. I'm going to keep cheering.
Off the top of the backboard.
I feel good about you guys. Let's ball out this Friday.
Let's get this win.
This is an important win. It'll turn around.
Girls as well.
Season girls. Girls beat them girls earlier
beat
the season.
Them earlier by 10.
By 10.
No. I was thinking 10 years.
Oh, it was the first time in 10 years that the girls have beat Cheney, which is very impressive. Good job, girls. The girls have been playing decent.
They've been cooking up. Led by Kenna.
And Haley. Haley was balling out. She made her first three.
Three? I think 4 points on the season.
She has 4 points? She has one free throw?
Yeah. One of three.
Just keep laying them up those shots. Shooters, shoot.
Launch them.
Ball, don't lie. Yeah. So.
Carissa three ball on Friday.
Really?
We got that.
Oh, we're that's.
No, we had that. That happened.
Oh, yes, it did. Yeah, that was a game.
Reagan stopped missing for wildlife.
Yeah, we. Yeah, maybe you'll get. Maybe you'll play more if you don't.
You know, we set that parlay up for you, and you got maybe a minute.
Yeah, it's crazy work. Oh, we're up, 35.
Yeah,
oh, that was
six at half. That's huge.
That is huge.
Dang, by 13.
That's pretty good. We got to get people to the girls' game, for sure.
We'll be there.
We'll be definitely be at the girls' game. We support women.
13-0 run to end the half for the Cats.
That's beautiful. That's a good sign.
So we were down 7.
When you can go into halftime stopping them from scoring and scoring good points.
You're rolling.
That's a good way to go into halftime. It reminded me of when we played Garden Plain the first time at home. It's like we were down.
We were down 24-3 or something.
And we went into halftime and we were still down, but we stopped them from scoring. That's the second quarter. We stopped them from scoring the second quarter, and like they scored very little the second quarter, and we scored like 10, 13 points. So like going into that second quarter was just it felt or going to this second half, it felt good. It felt like we were going to win.
We had it rolling.
We were moving the ball down the field.
Then the parents had to complain. I think they're just salty that we beat them.
Yeah, and then we had the Rule 50 poo situation.
Yep, he remains unnamed.
Yeah, but what the heck?
We know.
Yeah, if we play you guys again, brown out instantly. It'll be fun though. I'm excited to get back in the stadium, in the arena, watch some basketball. Douglas
in
was
the fortress.
In the fort, is that what we called it? Mm-hmm. The fortress. That'll be a good time. We started a new tradition. Every person we get on the pod signs the flag.
Yep.
That's our new tradition.
Okay, wow. Did Garden Plain take this game down?
What game?
They didn't publish our game. There it is. Beat them by 5.
Yep. That was a very fun game. What was that, our second home game of the season? And then after that...
They didn't give us quarters. I was looking to
see. And then after we got Rule 52'd for the third time in straight...
The attendance drop.
Yeah. I wasn't really thinking about that. I was thinking more about we were like, we're going to that game in Garden Plain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say... Students, y'all need to show up and show out at games. Yell for once.
It's just frustrating, you know. Like,
yeah, I think if you're gonna be at the game
and you're gonna stand,
let's just cheer.
Like, if you're not gonna like stand up and yell,
and give I don't our, care if you're a little freshy,
and give our guys the environment.
Yeah, we gotta give them the environment.
Don't stand with us.
Yeah, you can go sit down with your parents or go home, or go cheer for the other team. I don't really care, but just cheer for our team. Be there. I'm gonna post this clip on Second Take Instagram.
Okay.
Make sure we get people there on Friday. Let's ball out at Cheney.
Let's be there.
Be there for our boys, for our girls.
And let's
They put win. A lot of hard work in the last 4 years, some of these guys, and some of these guys just all year just some playing of these basketball. Girls too. Yeah, all of them.
Putting in hard work.
Yeah. And I think they deserve us being there. Make it like homecoming.
Yeah, make every game.
Make every game crowded like homecoming. Like, that's what I would love to see. The band going crazy up there. Let's get there and ball out, all right? Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Let's sweep Cheney.
Sweep Cheney this week.
All right, we didn't really go into girls basketball a lot.
Okay, you want to hit it?
I mean.
I just don't know what there's to hit, honestly.
I mean. I guess we did a little bit.
Good game on Douglas.
Yep. Winning.
Yeah. Y'all are winning, I think.
You're doing well.
Yeah. I think Chris is good at getting in there on those. I don't think I've seen her lose a tee off once.
Nope. Well, let's go into the – oh, yeah. Let's hit the Super Bowl. Let me check this real quick, see if we have a score from the
– From the girls?
From the Med Lodge game.
All right, let's see. Their girls and guys are in Med Lodge right now. We were thought about going up, but we decided to film a pod instead. We didn't want to have too late of a night.
Again.
I'm still recovering from homecoming and all that stuff. And
nothing. We have nothing.
We have nothing? Okay. Well, we'll update y'all on the Med Lodge games, maybe.
How do we have a tie? We've never tied anyone. How is that possible?
The girls have a tie?
Yeah, how is that
What's possible? Their record?
5-8-1. Probably like 6-8. Huh. I don't know how there's a tie in there.
Interesting.
It's either 5-9 or
sometimes six. Max Preps is a little messed up.
Yeah.
On their stuff, but that's okay. Yeah. Let's move on to Soup. You want to move on to Soupy? Yeah,
that's fine.
Definitely
a
disappointing game. I'll take it. All the Eagles, all the people who aren't Chiefs fans, anybody who said anything to me, be like, yeah, whatever.
I mean,
you. That's all I can do. That's all you can do. It just sucks. Like, honestly, this whole year has been just kind of a drag until we got to the playoffs. Like, the last two games, the Texans and the Bills game, were some of the, like, best games we've played all year. First time scoring 30 points. And then the Texans game, we sacked
CJ Stroud
like 20 times or something like that. I don't know. We sacked him a lot. You can't let your quarterback get sacked that much. And like that's the same thing with the Super Bowl.
That's what happened with the Super Bowl.
Is Mahomes got sacked. Like Mahomes is taking the blame, but he can't. Like I legitimately I don't know how he can take the blame when he gets sacked.
I think
like 9 times.
I mean just untimely turnovers is what he's probably.
Yeah. Pick 6 to Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean's a white cornerback who's playing good football. That just might have took us back like 200 years. Bro. I'm joking.
It's our Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, he's our Jackie Robinson.
That's
but
a
yeah.
joke, by the way.
But it's true. Yeah. But he'll be in the history books.
I mean, what is it? Like, first white corner in, like, so many years to be drafted?
Oh, yeah. And
start.
Yeah. It was like, he's one of the – him and the other dude are some of the only ones.
Yeah. I mean, it's just rare.
Yeah, it's very rare. Maybe we'll see more of it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, just switch it up every once in a while. I don't dislike black cornerbacks or any other cornerbacks, but – It's never a bad idea to switch it up a little bit.
Get the best guys out there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying we need like DEI with quarterbacks, like personally. Like, we don't need to be purposely putting bad white cornerbacks in there just because we don't have an equal representation at cornerback. but it is good to see a guy who can ball out like him. But it was disappointing for me, obviously, Chiefs fan.
I think we roll that, just do a little rollout right into the night.
That night was just crazy too. I mean, we were watching the Super Bowl,
it was,
and then
going downhill.
Devontae Smith, Alabama. He goes Alabama. Yeah. He was Alabama. He catches a touchdown, first Alabama to catch a touchdown, and I get up and I go to my car.
We all thought he left.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, huh? I mean, a lot of you know how I am.
So
I'm ride or die.
So I sat in there. Kept watching. And then
I was watching it on my phone in the car the whole time. And they were watching the Super Bowl in the house.
And then the thing happened.
That if you know happened.
But we already dropped
it. We already dropped it, so.
So that happened. And so Lucy gets up to leave and walks to the car. And Levi's just in his car. And we all thought he was gone.
Yeah. And so the other, so you and Gavin come out. I need that picture. That's going on the second take. In a week, we're gonna have quite a few photos drop on the Instagram. Yeah, and then he catches me in the car just watching the Super Bowl, being all sad, with the disposable camera with the flash on. Which, dang, those things are bright. Holy crap! And then Gavin tells me to roll down the window. And he tells me,
and bro, just
he off. Breaks the news, and I'm like in shock. Honestly, threw me off entirely. Got me so distracted from the game.
The game didn't even matter.
The game didn't even matter to, well, it did matter because I was still watching.
But
it
was not the forefront of our minds.
But it was not in the forefront of my mind anymore. Which
is why we hopped on an IG live.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where the news was broke for the first time publicly. Which is a crazy way to drop the news publicly.
And this guy wouldn't take requests on the live.
Well, I left the live.
We could have had the craziest.
It could have been the craziest. But I ended the live right before they did it. Right before they requested. Or like right after they requested. Which was very unfortunate timing.
Yep.
We'll get on another live at some point.
Yeah, the lives are great, actually.
We're kind of in our troll, where we were just trolling people at this point.
Yeah, and then let's use that. Let's go back a whole week.
A whole week. What happened a whole week ago?
Homecoming week. Go through each day.
Okay, so we're going back 3 days. Oh, no, the whole entire homecoming week. Yeah. All right, first day, Monday.
Anything but a backpack and pajama
day. Pajama day. Ben rolls up. With his riding mower, brings it into the school. Whole commons gassed out.
Yo, that's an overreaction.
It's, well, yeah, but like you could smell it for a little while. Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
It was gone after first hour.
Yeah, it was. You go park it.
I go park it.
Come back out.
And a teacher has some nice words to say to me. And like, he really wanted to say them, like, right to my face. So he got really close and let me know. But other than that,
it's okay, good. Though. It was fun.
We brought home the dub.
Seniors on top, Kenna day
with
one.
The kayak.
Yeah, that was clutch, too.
Tuesday, old self, future self.
I just showed up in K-State gear, you know.
Showed up in the Smith Lawn Care polo, and
that was tough. Who went up for that one?
I don't know. I forgot what the game was for that day. So
was that dodgeball?
Oh, the game on Monday was dodgeball.
Oh, the game. Yeah, we completely skipped over the game on Monday. We played dodgeball. We just absolutely annihilated everybody.
Freshman class stood no chance.
Yeah, no. They got smacked. Juniors got smacked.
Cheating too.
The cheating juniors.
Yeah.
And they cheated in another game. We'll get to that.
The mattress slide, that was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday? Yep. Okay, mattress slide Tuesday.
That was, yeah, I don't know who went up there.
I don't remember who went up. It was Logan.
Was Emmy?
I don't know. Logan and a bunch of other people. Logan had the best costume.
He was a neurosurgeon, I think.
Yeah, like he had a really good costume. He,
yeah. Scrubs and everything. Tough.
It was tough. Not the only day Logan went up.
And the game was mattress slide, so...
We played it once. We won. Seniors
take this handily. I mean, by a whole half court, quarter court.
Now, I will say we did not understand it was a relay at first.
Because it's just...
Because we just thought, okay, once the person's done, the other person goes.
And I'm in the stands up there, and I see no difference in their how they played it to anyone else.
Yeah.
I think they're just mad that, you know,
the seniors are better.
The seniors were just getting... Just running away with the entire thing.
But ball don't lie, and we won the whole week.
Yeah.
So
ball don't lie. Ball don't Mr. lie. Harper made no Dr. Hutton made him run it back.
Yep.
Juniors won, I think, or something.
Yep.
Like that.
And then we got third.
Third or something like that. It doesn't matter because
We didn't win on the record books.
But who won the week?
In our heart, we know we won, but we won the week. So ball don't lie. Doesn't matter. Cheating juniors, cheating sophomores, cheating freshmen. We don't cheat.
Nope.
Never have, never will. Nope. The senior classes, not powder puff, buff puff, students versus faculty game, there's been no cheating.
No
involved.
Cheating, nothing.
Nothing, ever.
Can we move into Wednesday, which is?
Barbecue dads.
Soccer mom.
Versus soccer moms. We got me up there in my dad fit. We got Logan. We got Matthew, or Cooper Matthews, and... Croy.
We had a lot of people up
there. And Maddie. Maddie was the only soccer mom. Cooper was Miller.
We could have had some better answers.
What do you mean?
To the responses to the questions.
Cooper was Miller. We were fine. I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, there were some of them I was like.
Really? They're supposed to be stupid.
Well, no, I know, but like they were like. They weren't like they were actually trying to answer instead of being stupid.
Are you talking about the other classes or us?
Yeah. The, both.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But yeah, there were some ones where I just kind of had to sit there and internally like...
Yeah, I mean... Just like, yeah, Croy didn't even answer the question, which was funny. I thought that was funny.
I don't even know what he...
He just like read the little da-da-da-da-da on that thing that was on his shirt.
Did they even ask him a question?
Yeah, they asked him some random question, and he just didn't answer.
But what was the game Wednesday?
The lip sync battle.
That was...
How did we not win?
That was fantastic Scammed. Choreography by Bethany.
Yes, it was actually choreography that we all knew to heart. Mm-hmm. The other classes didn't know theirs to heart, clearly, but they beat us. How'd they beat us? Because they threw up a little tiny 2-pound Gingy?
Not tough.
Because Yam, who is a peer athlete, just did a backflip? Ball doesn't lie. We won the whole night. The whole thing doesn't matter. Okay. That's the theme of this whole thing is ball doesn't lie.
Thursday. Jersey day.
We're good.
I pulled up in a fantastic lavender Ingasan jersey.
Yep. That was beautiful.
Pull up in.
I went Chris Jones.
Chris Jones, okay.
Chris Jones. I love that jersey.
Got my cupcake from Mr. Wolf.
Nice.
For wearing my K-State stuff.
I also had a Deuce Vaughn shirt on.
Did you get one?
He gave me something the next day. He gave me some cookies. He makes some fire. Fire.
Dunk it!
Oh, that is beautiful.
All right.
We're up 39-31 currently. But yeah, Mr. Wolf, great baker.
And we'll go into, okay, that was Jersey Day.
Jersey Day, what was the game? Basketball.
Faculty.
Mr. Beckler.
Staff students.
Honestly, another cheater.
Ball doesn't lie.
Ball doesn't lie. That's the whole theme of homecoming.
Ball caught up to him on Saturday.
Ball did catch up to Mr. Beckler on Saturday. Mr. Beckler, how does it feel not going out of the game now?
Six
that K-State lost... To beat KU. K-State beat KU. And you had to pay Ben $20.
You had six fouls.
Six fouls. You got teed up.
Twice.
Twice.
Should have been ejected at that point.
Mr. Harper, you got teed up.
Dr. Hutton, you got teed up.
Everybody got teed up.
Mr. Mott almost got teed up, arguing with us at a timeout.
Yeah, come on now.
Pretty crazy. You know, we're over here trying to get our water, trying to stay hydrated.
And yeah, so we can give off the best reffing performance we have ever given while you guys are yelling at us.
Screaming. I mean,
screaming. Like, it was unheard of. Like, I don't know. We should have got security involved, personally.
Well, Ben does over there.
He was, the security was on their team. See what I'm saying? Everybody tries to cheat against us, but ball doesn't lie. I mean, frankly, that's just a fact.
See, they ended up winning that game, but it caught up to them.
Yep, it did. We don't cheat.
Beckler scored the game-winning layup. Ball caught up to him on
Ball caught Saturday. Up to you, Beckler. Finally.
Friday.
Skit day. We don't really need to talk about the little costumes, except Jude had...
Jude's night gear was so tough.
Yeah. Honestly, I think they should change Friday into a... Every year, it's knights is the theme, and you dress up something to do with knights.
Well, yeah, but I also feel like you should. It should literally be. It doesn't have to be exact spirit wear.
Yeah.
But you go all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I remember, Holy Cross had a spirit week a millennium ago, and I mean, kids used to pop out with the insane eagle costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was trying to win that, and I think that's what we lost this year with homecoming. People didn't care.
Yeah, no, honestly. Honestly, I don't understand how one of the days we didn't win participation.
That's what I'm saying.
None of the other classes cared. Like, we were the... I feel like, legitimately, we were the only class as a whole who cared. Now, did we send up the best people every single time? No. What?
Just got a text from Crescent. The open toe shoes are immaculate.
If you go on the Second Take Instagram, it's there. It might be gone by the time this gets posted, but we don't know.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, it'll still be there if you're watching this tomorrow morning. But, yeah. So, what else?
I think we could go more into our reffing performance.
Reffing? Yeah, we did a great job reffing, personally.
I think we controlled the game immediately. We got the game under control because it was scrappy.
The second someone said anything, instantly teed up.
Yep. Set the tone, Dr. Hutton.
Yeah.
Dr. Hutton always talking about Rule 52, always being that guy, and then has to scream at me. You know, first drive of the game, yelling at me that we suck. Great example.
This is Rule 52 is the most important rule.
And you guys are
and you just
it.
Abuse it.
It's irritating.
It is irritating.
And then we'll go into
Friday.
Yeah, no, we
are we done? Or no, we still I'm got still we still got more. Still I didn't know. I just
yeah, so
I
we,
thought we'd
we
moved
took
on.
Control of the game. We let them know that wasn't gonna be any scrappiness, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Beckler thought he was going to be Mr. Abusive under the hoop.
Yeah, no, he was. He was being very abusive, and then he thought he was telling me that the other guy was being abusive.
No, he was doing a hook and hold, which, you know, that should be a flagrant one there.
Yeah, he should have been out of the game.
I mean, it was
right
immediate. Three fouls immediately.
He had the most fouls out of anybody ever.
And then, you know, I call a foul on him, a legit foul. You know, Cooper goes up to the rim pretty hard, gets knocked.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's a foul. Called a foul. Comes over there and shoves me.
Wow.
Yeah, disrespectful.
I didn't even know that happened.
Respect the officials.
I didn't even see that happen. You got abused.
Yeah, I know. I was scared for my life, you know. Especially they got Mr. Binda on the other
team.
Yeah,
they have the security guy.
Sorry, I was seeing if that was a goaltender.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I was... A little bit scared, you know, for a second. So Mr. Beckler's adding points.
He was adding points. He went over to the scoreboard and changed the scoreboard. Like, who would do that? Cheaters.
And then
the cheating staff.
And then we got it even.
Yeah, we evened it out.
We figured it out.
We got into overtime.
And we'll talk about the last play. Down three, they find Cooper cherry picking the three ball. I mean, this thing is 5-6 feet off the 3-point line.
Yep.
Bro sets his feet, and I just knew it was gold.
It was clean. White men can jump.
pop out to those games. The tournament starts soon.
Does it?
Yeah, end of season tourney.
We got it. We have to pop out to those.
Yes, we will.
Even if, yeah, okay. I'm down.
Now we go into Friday.
Yeah.
Spirit wear.
Spirit wear day.
And then the skit. The skit was...
It was good.
It was good. You just have to be able to understand what yeah. was going on.
Like, which was hard. We can explain a couple things. What's probably the most... The first thing, obviously.
I think the two best parts, I think, of that skit... That
nobody knew about.
No, that most people knew about.
Oh.
The relationships.
That one was funny.
That was really funny.
It was awkward. It was the perfect amount of awkward and, like, perfect amount of funny.
It was great.
Yeah. And then what else?
We'll go... Wow, I just zoned out watching the game. The injury list.
Yes, that was good. The injury list was good. That was really good. Yeah. Shout out Logan.
Shout out Matt.
Yep. Shout out all the hernia boys.
Is it going to Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. Friday homecoming game.
Well, we already kind of went over that.
National anthem went crazy. Yes, sir, boy. We're the best singers in choir.
Yep.
And Luke. And Luke's pretty good. Looks pretty good. The guy Josiah, though. I'm kidding. Love you, Josiah. Shout out, Josiah.
And so, yep, game went on.
Game went on.
We had a good court. We had homecoming court.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congrats, Kate Croy and Kate.
Yeah, okay. You said it out of order, but.
What?
I said it in the opposite order, so it threw me off.
That's okay.
No, we're good.
So, it's Croy we're and good. Kate. Yeah, congrats, Kate and Croy. yeah, no, it was a good homecoming court. Jude was like barely even holding on to his girl.
That he was walking.
It was pretty funny.
I'm not slandering you, Jude.
I'm not slandering you either. It was hilarious.
I'm upholding your name.
Not.
Oh, whoa, Jude Atkinson.
Jude Atkinson. True. Yeah, come on. Yeah, I'm not slandering Jude.
I thought you were talking about Jude Winger. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, not Jude Winger. Jude Atkinson. That's okay. You'll be okay. You did. You were playing basketball, so.
You learn.
Yeah. You live, you learn. Next time, just act like you like the person, at least.
All right. Yeah, good court.
Good court. I had a great time. I was vibing out.
Yeah, homecoming night.
Uh-huh. Homecoming night. We're going homecoming night.
Yeah.
Homecoming morning, I had to go to swim meet. I feel like crap because I stayed up till 12:30 helping build up. Yes, sir. Hey, and that's where we won.
Ball doesn't lie.
Because ball doesn't lie.
Brought the JBL.
The seniors showed up, and we showed out, and we tying fishing line.
That was fun.
Building stuff.
Hopping on the lift was fun.
Arguing with Gavin.
Well, Mr. Harper's an idiot.
Oh, I just can't wait to see what Mr. Wolf says about this episode. Shout out. He asked me all the time when the next one's coming out.
And then we'll go into
Homecoming. Okay. We get there. Oh, pictures.
Pictures
were great.
I got there early. My group got there early.
I did not get
there. That was huge looks because it got packed quick.
It did get packed really quick. Then the stupid Andover people showed up.
Yep.
With their short dresses. Like, what's that about?
Yep. Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
And then got good pictures. We got good pictures.
Yeah, we got great pictures. Check them out on the Second Take Instagram.
Yep. And then from there, went to the dance, the red carpet.
Uh-huh. Yep, red carpet was great.
That was fun. Your entrance was tough.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then?
Homecoming was great.
The meal.
Meal, oh my gosh. Chicken Alfredo, best homecoming meal of all 4 years, easily.
Yeah.
There's no outdoing it. Family style.
Yeah, let's go through the four meals.
Okay, number one.
No, we'll go freshman year.
Freshman year.
Lasagna and Mexican corn. What are we doing? 0 out of 10. Sophomore year. Chicken, grilled chicken or something. I don't know.
We're still recording. We're still recording. I'm just checking and making and like sure.
Noodles or something. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever that was. Last year, the burger wrapped with bacon. Yeah, and the weird marinated chicken.
I liked it.
I did not like the chicken.
See, I don't know if that's just me, but I'll eat most everything.
I didn't hate the burger. I also will eat
people were hating ridiculously on that thing.
That was the better meal of the three.
Take those 3 years. That's the best one.
Yeah, easily.
It literally goes.
It's definitely better than sophomore year. You think freshman was the worst?
Yes, easily. Lasagna and Mexican corn? Are we serious?
Lasagna's not bad, though.
That's an awful combo. I get one piece of lasagna.
That was bad. That part was definitely
That
bad.
Was awful.
Because then you would just have to take from other people's plates. That's what's so good about family style, which the chicken Alfredo was.
So this year, we did a lot of different things.
Yep.
Family style.
So we get
a veggie plate.
Yep.
Family style, so you could keep going.
Yep.
And it was chicken Alfredo.
Which is the best Trinity lunch. Hey, seniors, go vote. Vote for chicken Alfredo.
Okay, vote. I don't know if you guys understand. This is voting for what the lunch schedule looks like fourth quarter. It's not just for nothing.
Yes.
It is they make it out of the top results.
Yes.
And I will be filtering out multiple votes if you have multiple.
Yes.
If you stat pad.
No stat padding.
Unless it's for chicken Alfredo.
Yes.
Leaders right now, I'll tell you because I made the survey.
Which these are the leaders. These are the best. These are the top three lunches.
Grilled chicken angel hair pasta. Orange chicken with a resounding first place right now.
Really?
And chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo's third?
Yep.
Okay. So chicken Alfredo should be one. How far off are we? Do you know, roughly?
It was by 2 or 3.
2 or 3%? Or two or three people? Votes. Okay. So chicken Alfredo should be number one. That's okay. I understand. A lot of people love orange chicken.
It's a good lunch.
Angel hair pasta is also really good. What?
One critique on orange chicken. Some days, I always have it last lunch because of Madrigals.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, you know, it gets cold a little quick.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But I'm still going to eat it.
Because, you know.
It costs money.
It's good.
And it's good.
Yeah.
We move on from the meal.
Okay, meal.
Chocolate fountain.
Chocolate fountain was good.
I think the chocolate's a little overrated, to be honest with you.
Do you think so?
I just like to grab a few of the cookies and just eat them.
I had to do it just because last year of the chocolate fountain, I was like, I only grabbed one thing, but I ate way too much food anyways. So I was like, I'm not overdoing it this year.
I get you.
So, yeah. I mean, I did overdo it on the chicken Alfredo, but I did not overdo it on the chocolate fountain,
yeah.
Which usually I do.
And then went to the dance.
Yeah, dance was great.
Started off with Luke
Shepherd. Oh, yeah, Luke Thriller. That was honestly great way to start the night.
Great. One critique of the dance, stop making circles when they're not needed.
Yes. Well, the biggest problem is I like the circles, but they're only good if people do something in them.
They're good. You have to do something.
And also if it
has to be the right song.
And if it's a song where you're coming to mosh pit and you're coming back out and then you're coming to mosh pit, you can do that. But there has to actually be a song where you can do that with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
there was no song there you could do that with.
No. Really. When they had the big circle, there was no song. And Luke revived the whole thing.
The Thriller was perfect.
Then after that. Well, the first mosh pit of the night was kind of frustrating. Some people don't know how to just like jump
up and down in the air. So people were falling down.
Yeah, I felt bad because I turn around and there's just people about to fall over because I'm being shoved backwards.
Yeah, it was, Not very. I mean, the mosh pit always moves around a bunch.
But I mean, it was just straight.
But it was just like people just falling over each other. It was like when we mosh pit for this chance.
Yeah, I mean, it was just
which
like,
is not how
it was
you
just
do it.
Pushing. Like it wasn't like which up yeah. kind of moves. It was just push.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean,
it's learn not how to mosh pit.
It's not the biggest deal, but it's just frustrating sometimes.
Great night overall. Music was
mediocre.
Subpar.
Was it DJ Magnum?
Yeah.
I might not get rehired. We don't know. I even handed him my phone and said, "Here, plug your Venmo in. I'll Venmo you to play a song." And he said no.
Wow. We need the old guy back.
He got fired. I'm sorry, bro. I lost that dude his job.
That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. But I had a good time. I just vibed out. I had do you think his best homecoming?
Easily.
Like, obviously, the music wasn't the best out of all four homecomings, but, like, I vibed out the most.
Yeah, that's in the most fun.
You switched it up a little bit.
Yeah. Crazy comments coming from the account, you know, on my post.
If you see any comments on your Instagram posts, it was all me. And with sometimes probably a little bit of help from other people, but I was the one who did it.
There was one that never dropped that
we're not going to say.
We're not going to say that. But that would have been mine.
That would have been all him.
After party
was great.
ABA baller at volleyball.
I ball at volleyball.
I mean, that could have been, that's up there, top five moments of the night. Levi hits the ball over the net, falls on his butt, and rolls back. Like, legs are literally
in the air.
Over his head.
I was trying to get back down.
Because the ball landed, it's coming towards him, and it's landing, like, literally right next to his hand that's on the ground. He sticks his hand out, and he just can't get it there because he's stuck in the air.
Yeah.
He's stuck in that position.
I was stuck, and then I was trying to go back, but then I just kept going, and I rolled all over.
Yeah, that had me
dying. Had and then everybody was on the floor. Yeah, everybody on our side was on the floor. Yeah. The other side were some losers.
Yeah, they were like, dude, get up and play volleyball.
Yeah, like, what the heck, dude? You can't have a good time. And
the ball pit.
Ball pit was crazy.
The war.
I domed Molly Truscott in the head. That was hilarious.
That was crazy work.
Did you flip it down?
I was just messing with
it. Okay, I thought I heard it flip it down. But yeah, great. It was a good after party. It wasn't my favorite after party.
No.
I think, what was last year's?
Dave and Buster's. That was
Dave and Buster's was good because we got to sit down and talk and eat a little bit, and then we could go just do whatever.
The service at AV8 was kind of poor, too. I was pouring my own waters from behind the concession stand.
We didn't really have any service.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
Yeah, it was a good time. The one thing I did like about them not having that much service is they didn't really care. Because usually at those parks, they're, like, super,
We got on top of the...
Yeah.
We got on top of the... What would you call it? The obstacle course. Like, we were standing
nobody
up,
said
sitting
anything.
On the frame.
And normally people would be yelling at you to get down immediately. But nobody was. So it was a good time. Overall.
Sunday, I don't really
Sunday, Super Bowl, we already talked about that.
That overall, good weekend.
That definitely recaps the week.
Definitely sleep deprived a little bit.
Yeah, I got really good sleep last night.
Not really like sleep deprived, but just tired. Just feeling tired.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I'm getting decent sleep, but I'm just tired in the mornings. And it's kind of rough.
Yeah. Definitely. All right.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching.
Love you guys.
Peace.